This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you haven't had a good day so far, even though it may be early for some, it's going to be a good day, I promise you. As a matter of fact, the Good Day program, which superseded this program, presents to you the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria out until Monday seems to be on the mend, and that is a good thing. A lot of people holding good thoughts for her. I'm Doug Steffen with a lot of good thoughts on a lot of good things. However, this is, I don't know if this is good or bad. I guess when you exercise caution, you urge caution, that could be considered to be, it could be a good thing because there's so much optimism as to what's going on with COVID. The number of people dying has gone down, 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 plummeting, in fact. I think that's a good word for it. And the states are easing restrictions, open vaccinations now for pretty much everywhere. I've seen any number of stories, ladies, object lessons, if you will, where people can just sign up now, no matter what your age, and let's get this done. Is that the way it is in California, Jennifer? Let's get it done.
Yeah, I think there's a sense of optimism, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, but are the state officials saying to residents there, you can sign up no matter what your age?
No, not let's get this done quite yet. But I think that the attitude is that we can get this done. I think that's definitely the spirit, not from our elected officials, but from the people as far as vaccines go. And I mean, I think there are a lot of people who are ready for it. It's just get in line. The senior citizens have been eligible. Now people with special conditions, ages 18 and over can get it, but you have to have something else going on, like a comorbidity. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that everybody will be able to do it soon enough, probably on the president's timeline by May. But, you know, right now we just wait and see. There's a huge rush for them because they just opened up a new group. And so, yeah, I think, do we want to get it done? Yes, I think that's the attitude of the people. Can we get it done quite yet? People are still waiting.
All right, so in Nashville, Tennessee, where you are, Jay, is there an edict or is there a mandate or is there an okay for anybody any age to get shot down there?
It's pretty much 18 and up as long as you have additional things like asthma, pregnancy, obesity, live with somebody who's pregnant or has a weak immune system as well as having a weak immune system yourself. But they're also not checking. Like, you just fill out a questionnaire and they're kind of going by the honor system.
All right, so the comorbidity thing is part of it. That's a horrible term, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds so dark.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so the question, though, does come on a surge of people getting the virus or a mutated version of the virus over in Europe. That's maybe a warning against ignoring some of the social distancing and some of the other safeguards, like wearing a mask. Don't do that too early, each of these countries. And because people are traveling more, it becomes how it all started to begin with. Traveling, carrying the virus, the Chinese sending it to Iran via Milan, and the first hotspots outside of China were Italy and Iran, because they didn't have it secured. Maybe that was the point in the first place, show everybody how it's going to work. I'm not going to figure out or try to figure out what was in the minds of the people who wanted to spread the coronavirus, other than it's pretty obvious they wanted to bring the rest of the world to their knees, and pretty much did that. Poland's rate of new cases, for example, doubled this week, last couple of weeks, in fact. The healthcare system over there is pretty, as you can imagine, it's less than adequate. And so there has been another nationwide lockdown there. No more shopping malls, no more theaters, no more galleries, no more sports. And Italy is pretty close to the same thing. They opened up their schools and now they've closed them again. Restaurants, cafes, they're only allowing takeout over there for that. Their health experts are seeing an increasing number of patients who are younger. And so this new virus
variants
mutation.
Are more contagious. That's why people, I don't know, I got an alert on my phone. You know, you start feeling like things are getting back to normal and that we're, you know, trying to push in that direction at least. And then you go to bed and you get a little notification on your phone that says, these variants, very contagious. Watch out. Fear, fear, fear.
How's Mac doing with all this? Mac is the co-star.
He's having a real tough time right now.
Is he really? Oh. Man, put his head next to your headset, and I bet I can talk to him and put him back to sleep.
Can you hear Uncle Doug? You want to hear Uncle Doug, Mac?
Hey, Mac. Hey, Mac. Time to go back. Mac should go back to bed. Mac should go.
I will say all the Zoom meetings, your voice always does put him to sleep.
See? Soothing. I'm an expert in putting people to sleep. Ask any number of listeners.
Hey, me too.
All right. So that's the situation with the virus. Now, there are a couple of things that are brewing here. The fellow that's charged, I say fellow, I probably shouldn't even give him that. The cretin, subhuman who was charged with killing these eight people down in Atlanta. Here's the thing. Do we take this more seriously, less seriously? I think it depends. I've seen it's kind of like with the situations in places like the Breonna Taylor thing and the Derek Chauvin thing, where there seems to be more emphasis on who was killed. Now it's like, okay, the Asians now are the target, or the blacks are the target. I don't know that I cotton too well for all this. I saw a bunch of actors, Hollywood Asian actors, denouncing the shooting like we needed them to do that. I think the general mass, the public, is outraged by anything.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going, this guy's really the top of society. And the thing is that because there's been so many Asian hate crimes over the last couple of months because of coronavirus or COVID. Name whatever reason, that's been going on. And then when we hear that six of the eight victims were Asian women, I think people, you know, jump to the conclusion that this was an Asian hate crime. And it might have been, but what's being reported, again, is that he also had a sex addiction, this guy, and that he had attended rehab for sex addiction in the past, and that he blamed these women that for fueling his sex addiction, and so he wanted to stop it. Now, there's an issue with sexualizing Asian women to begin with. I think that can be addressed, but whether or not this was an Asian hate crime, I don't think we know, and doesn't matter. A murder to me is a murder. A human life is a human life.
Yeah, that was my point. Thank you for making it better than I did. Yeah.
You know, regardless of who's on the other end, there's a story that didn't get much attention, I'm surprised, where two black males set a white male with a disability on fire, and people were saying maybe this would have gotten more attention if the skin colors were reversed. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, how sick is that?
That is really sick.
Everybody with a heartbeat and a soul deserves to have the same respect as victims, no matter what the skin color. It's just so crazy how hypersensitive we are to all of that stuff right now. In any case, we should be mourning these women, and we should be thinking about what our society does to sexualize Asian women. I think that's an appropriate conversation. I think there are a lot of things that we can be talking about, but we should probably wait and let the investigation just play out before we figure out, you know, before people start jumping to conclusions to feed a narrative. It's not fair to the victims at all, I don't think.
We have this mentality, okay, we have one, so let's have another. There are some people in Seattle.
Right,
Max in league with this. The Seattle church that you saw was targeted with anti-Asian graffiti. Members of the church are of Asian descent. So some idiot, some boob, some jerk went to the side of the church and sprayed the spray can of racist messages. There was some, I don't know, for whatever the reason, there was hay in the side of the church, and the message was written there. You know, that kind of stuff. A lot of these churches are not really, you know, in the traditional sense, the building doesn't look like a church. But if you look at some of these people that are being arrested for some of this stuff, man, do they look like they're out of their minds. this thing on the side of the church said F China. Well, okay, it wasn't just an Asian church. A lot of the people in the fellowship were Asian for sure, and they piled up. They brought small bales of hay and put other messages in the parking lot as well. I guess there are four or five different places around the church that had some of these messages. And then you wonder, see, the thing about the business of China and holding China responsible is different than the Chinese people. But there is this business about not separating. The Chinese government, if you were to go to China and you were to spend time there, you'd find that most of the people are as upset about their government as we are, because of they still are patriotic Chinese, like most of the people here in America, patriotic Americans, whatever that means. But they're impatient with the same things as more and more people from outside. You know, China doesn't have the same access to information. People that are in China don't have the same access to information. That's why the Chinese government frowns on people in China traveling outside of China, because then they wake up to what's going on in the rest of the world and they see that and compare it to what's going on in China, and that, you know, that causes upset. And so anyway, I think these attacks, though, are I guess I just don't get it, period.
Well, you know, I think it also it starts up our conversation about mental illness again, too, because as much as anything, you can say what you want. There are probably a lot of racist people out there who don't pick up a gun and go shooting people. A lot of people with sex addiction who don't go out and start shooting people. So what made this guy do that? And that's the conversation.
That is the conversation, Jennifer. You are correct. 18 past the hour. This is the DJV program, Thursday, March the 18th. And here's time for a little... good. Wake everybody up. The use of clear containing xylitol. This is a reminder as much as anything else, because people listening to the program, they know that I'm touting the value of all natural clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. Pretty much everybody knows that. It's good, and it's good for you. It's good for you, good for your spouse, good for the family. Everybody can use it. There's no age attached to it. What it does is open up your nostrils and clean out your airways, making that sure that they are healthy. That's what you want, right? Xylitol blocks viral adhesion of things. This has been proven scientifically of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. I haven't done research on the other COVIDs, but certainly one would lead in thought to another conclusion. Scientific studies are showing that these nasal sprays like Clear do help prevent flus and illnesses. That's why doctors are using them. They're trying to combat things that we're surrounded by using these nasal sprays. And so there's a petition to sign to get the government, the CDC, to approve using these in a more formal way. You can sign the petition at xlear@clear.com. Look for that green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition. That's xlear.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. You've probably recognized at this point that we're into Thursday. And with that, there are a lot of things that are trending that I'm eager to hear Jay talk about a little bit, including the location of that whale in San Francisco. Huh? Right after this.
This is Renee. Happy to be here. She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
So I think yesterday this thing surfaced, if you'll pardon the pun, Jay, the whale in San Francisco Bay. There's a whale of a story here. All right, so what's the story? What's going on?
A young humpback whale is just hanging out in the San Francisco Bay, and it's not very often that they're seen. They've never been seen in March. They normally show up like late April to feed.
Yeah.
And they've started taking, whales have started taking this, like, detour from their migration to San Francisco. It's, like, a very recent phenomenon, only really started 2016. And this little guy, he just wanted to get a head start on all those anchovies.
How do we know the age? How does one look at a humpback or any kind of whale and know, well, that's a young whale or an old whale? Do they have wrinkles if they're old?
I don't know, but I would think, does the size... Is there a significant size difference between young and old whales?
There we are.
How are you doing? You're a really old whale.
All right, here's another trending story. The story of the mother, the daughter, and the vice principal in a school have been accused of doing what?
Oh, no, the mother is the vice principal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She is?
Yes, right?
So call in your attorneys.
They rigged the homecoming election. They accessed students' accounts without authorization. This happened in October, and it took, you know, this long to kind of get that investigation, but they, you know, the vice principal slash mama wanted her daughter to win homecoming queen, apparently, because she did. And now I guess we're just all going to wait for a Lifetime movie to take this story and run with it.
Right.
They got to throw in a murder if it's going to be on Lifetime.
I was going to say, but someone's got to offer, I think.
Yeah.
So who stars in that? What's her face that went to... What's the
probably
woman
Jenny
was...
Garth. I think Jenny Garth.
Is
I'm just thinking Lacey Chabert.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like we've got a couple of Lifetime listeners here, folks. The talk, speaking of TV, this is the most ridiculous. This is back again to politically correct thinking going awry. Sharon Osbourne, maybe she'll be back and maybe she won't because she talked about Meghan Markle and the black stuff. And so what did they find? Some old video? Is that what people are talking about? Is that what's trending?
Well, no, there's a journalist who kind of did a thread on Twitter and posted a video from 2018 of Sharon talking about Sharon and the rest of the ladies of the roundtable talking about Meghan Markle. And Sharon goes, quote unquote, she ain't black. And that's when Cheryl Underwood and co-host at the time, Eve, were like, to who? And she's like, to anybody. And they're like, yes, she is black. She's mixed race. Her mom is black. And she's like, well, she doesn't look it. So that's a video clip that a lot of people are
A badge of honor? Because she has some black blood in her? I watched Suits for 9 years. Never once did it enter my mind until her father on the show showed up and he was black.
Her father on the show.
Yeah, on the show. Yeah, right. Her father in real life isn't, right? Wasn't it her mother?
Mm-hmm.
Who was black?
In real life it's her mother. And Eve was even saying this is a conversation nobody needs to be having at this moment in the
20s. All right, so we'll stop the conversations. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The IRS will push its April 15th tax filing deadline to May 17th. The agency and Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Wednesday. The decision comes after lawmakers asked the IRS to postpone the deadline due to what is becoming one of the most complicated tax seasons in decades. Democrats are zeroing in on raising the corporate tax from its current 21% to 28% as one of the easiest ways to find new revenue for an infrastructure package. While most senators are signaling that President Biden's next big-ticket bill must come with a way to pay for it, the White House and its allies are growing confident they can get there in part by increasing corporate taxes. AMC Movie Theaters are planning to have nearly all of its U.S. theaters open by Friday, marking a milestone for the chain that dodged bankruptcy during the pandemic. The last remaining theaters it has left to reopen are mostly in Southern California, where health officials demanded cinemas stay closed. We are USA Radio News.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
After bouncing around the league for a few years, Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner tells MLB.com it's been worth the ride.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster ride as far as my career has gone, but I've done a little bit of everything. I've been up and down. I've been traded. I've been non-tendered. I've been the 25th man, and I've been the all-star third baseman for the Dodgers as well. So experienced it all, but I think along the way, probably the thing that I'm most proud of is, the way I carry myself and the respect that I received from the guys in the locker room around me. I think that's probably the most important thing, even greater than, all those numbers on the back of your baseball card.
After winning the World Series in the shortened 2020 season, the emotions continue to carry him into another World Series run.
Yeah, the emotions are pretty high, obviously. Being from Los Angeles, growing up in Southern California, knowing the void of championships that have been going on here for 33 years, and being able to bring that trophy back home, not just for the players and staff, but, the organization, the fans, the ownership, it's been huge. And there's been a lot said already about, what it's going to be like, what it takes to repeat. We know it hasn't been done in 21 years since the Yankees did it. And we're going to embrace the challenge. We're going to show up every day and try to continue to get better, continue to grow, and win as many games as we can.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four at the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. What did we decide? DJ, VJ?
Yeah, there you go.
You can do that. Yeah, we like that. The program is focused on any number of things that will influence your life today. Make way for you. Make way for us. Make way for better days and better thinking, that sort of thing. I don't know if you'd consider this to be better thinking, Jennifer. Your friend and mine, Bernie Sanders, is in the spotlight, shall we say, because he introduced legislation yesterday to apply more taxes. You know how we love those taxes?
We love taxes, yeah.
We love taxes. Bernie loves taxes. So, here's the plan. If you are a company that pay your CEO 50 times more than the average wage of the worker, you get an extra 5% tax. So there you go. Bernie thinks that's a great idea. Once again, all these ideas for taxes, new laws, all that good stuff, where is the incentive to make or have or encourage companies to come back from China. I noticed yesterday there was a sort of caucus, Jennifer, a bunch of Democrats and Republicans who are going to approach the president and basically urge him to take a much harder line on China. I've seen a couple of different...
That's in the focus today because it's the first meeting between the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and the Chinese government. So that's why it's become part of the focus, and people are saying, get ready, because now we're finally seeing the writing on the wall with what's going on, and they're hopeful that it's going to be more...
why are we just now seeing the writing of what's on the wall? This has been going on for 40 years. Exactly. Where is everybody? We're all asleep? That's it. We're asleep. We are greedy, and people don't want to hear that, and we're cheap. And so the Chinese played right into our psychology. Smart as they are, they've figured it out, and that's why there's stuff that you have a hard time finding things that aren't made in China. So how do we reverse that? My plan is to have, with the tax discussion that's been going on all week, Let's turn the focus. You want to increase the taxes on corporations? Then you do it on the corporations that won't bring back their production and their jobs and their ideas from China back to America. You bring them back, you get a cut in your taxes. You stay there, you get an increase in your taxes. That seems to be the most practical way of handling this to any number of people. This is not brain surgery. This is not, the science of this is dealing with American greed and being cheap. That's what you got to deal with. Figure out how to do that, and you're all set. The Federal Reserve, Jennifer, sharply ramped up its expectations, excuse me, of the growth of our economy. But with that, there's sort of an indication that there are no interest rate hikes. So that's good. Between now and 2022 and 2023, even though things are improving, the outlook is good. But if you increase rates, then you're going to have inflation. What's inflation now, about 3%? I don't really pay much attention to those numbers. Somewhere in there. So the policymakers at the Fed voted to keep short-term borrowing rates near zero, so that'll help build houses, get people into houses, as long as you got a job. Well, with buying a house, not like buying a car. You hear all those screaming car ads. Zero down, zero payments for 15 years, and you're going to have a new car. You know, that's kind of silly, but that's where some companies are. You don't have to make payments for a couple of months. You don't have to put anything down. And that went on last year at this time when people were trying to keep the car business going. And about one out of every four cars that was sold last year at this time ended up back in the dealer, at the dealer, because it was repoed because people couldn't pay for it. But they thought, okay, I'll take a shot. And what that did...
I had to drop my mom's car off at the shop because she's getting ready to come back home. She's been away for a while. She wanted to get just kind of a once-over on her car. Yeah. And when I did, I could barely get into the lot of this guy that I've been going to for years. It's a guy that my family's been going to for years. And so the lady was nice enough there to take me back home, you know, because I had dropped the car off. And as we were driving, I said, wow, you look busy. She goes, we have been busy for a solid year. And I think more people are deciding they can't afford new cars because the pandemic has made them insecure about the economy. And so many people are now just fixing up their cars, which I think is not a terrible idea.
Someone who likes the new cars.
Yeah.
You know what the other side of this is, though? The cars, if you look around at lots and are looking for new cars, there are lots and lots of late model used cars and pickup trucks because of what I just said. All of them that were repoed that were sold last year when there was plenty of inventory on the lots. Now, they're back again and they're being sold again as nearly new. And so you get to all the warranties and you get with a lot of them, you know, a year's worth of service or whatever it is that they do to enhance your buying experience. So anyway, what's happening is that the Chinese that are responsible for making lots of parts aren't, for whatever the reason. You want to, you know, you're thinking about this on purpose because they want to slow down our economy. You know, again, the lack of trust in the Chinese government, which controls all the means of production, all economic influence is all from the government. They own everything. And the people are paid by the government when they work for various businesses. Not like here where you get paid by the boss or the owner or whatever. So anyway, the whole idea of selling new cars is predicated on being able to build new cars. And because there's a shortage of a lot of parts that are made in China, the assembly lines have slowed down for most of the major manufacturers. And that's kind of another problem. But there certainly is, you know, you can buy new stuff or nearly new stuff, and there are lots of favorable terms. But in terms of houses, you can't, you know, they don't, it doesn't work that way. You know, you can't buy a house on zero down. Although there are programs you can get into if you're a first-time buyer, like 3%. The interest rate is less than 3%. So that's encouraging people to buy smaller homes, get into them everywhere but California. Nobody in California can buy a house. I don't even know what it's the car really market's like over there because it's crazy to live there. It's the stupidest place in our country. It really is. I love California for the energy I feel when I'm there. I love being in California. But I just can't imagine how people have become. It's like what's in the water. How do you become so clueless as to what reality is or how things are supposed to be? It just, you know, it's, I don't, it's, we talk about it, it's befuddling. Sometimes we get stuck on the same stuff because we don't seem to be able to find answers.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
The stupidity continues.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, so the Fed says following a moderation in the pace of the recovery, indicators of economic activity and employment have turned up recently, although the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic remain weak. Inflation is below 2%. I'm looking at the committee notes from the meeting yesterday. Stocks went up yesterday. Dow Jones up 200 points. That's not really a good indicator. The best indicator is the is not even Standard & Poor's. It's the 500. That's really because you get a lot of different stocks. That's the best indicator of what's going on. I don't even know how the Dow Jones Industrial Average got to be so important because it really isn't. Most people don't put their money into the Dow Jones. The 30 top businesses and industries because the stock prices are too high. They get there because they've been around for a while and because the price remains somewhat steady and everybody knows about it, but knows about the companies that are in there. But they are usually not the best investment by a long shot. So anyway, I just find it interesting to look at. And here's another one, Jennifer. You're going to love this. Uh-huh. There's a new law that has been proposed that would require employees to save for retirement. Here we go. The federal government has introduced...
It requires you to?
Oh, say what?
It requires you to save for retirement?
Yes. Okay. It's called the Secure Act. It's the latest proposal for security legislation aimed at making Americans have a comfortable, financially stable future. Really? Huh. The act that was first passed was in December of 2019. Annuities shot up, 401ks, that sort of thing, requiring, or not, it didn't require, it encouraged, I'll use the right word, encouraged small businesses to offer retirement plans for their employees with all kinds of tax benefits attached to them. And then what it does is increase the ages for required minimum distribution, promoted transparency of account balances, that sort of stuff. But this new bill not only would encourage, it would require automatically you be enrolled in an employer-sponsored retirement account, and then it would move the age back a little bit for minimum distributions. What is it now? 60? I don't even know what it is. 70 something? I spent all my money trying to save the farm, so I don't have a 401k plan.
I think what's really dangerous right now is that people are coming up with, and right now it's the Democrats, coming up with these ideas that sound really good on the surface. So this particular issue sounds great on the surface. Yeah, people should be saving for retirement. But then you read down and you find that it's forced savings for retirement. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. It's another way to look at being taxed.
People need to be free to be stupid.
You look at the Equality Act, which is being considered right now in Congress. That sounds great. Nobody wants to support discrimination or racism. But then you read down and you find out that, well, there's a great arbiter of what is homophobic or what is racist. So people who are Christians or who are religious or who don't support gay marriage, if they say that they support traditional marriage, then they're knocked out because of the Equality Act. So at what cost do some of these things come? You know, the federal election reforms, H.R. 1, where they're talking about creating a federalized system. Well, that's great on the surface, but then when you read down, you find out that they're going to legalize things like ballot harvesting and that they're going to take away the voter ID requirement. All things that don't make sense or protect Americans. So it's just, this is so indicative of what's happening right now, where they start with the great idea, and if you only read the headline, you think that's all it is, until you read down and you realize what's happening.
Speaking of taxes, the IRS said yesterday you have another month. Taxes,
ooh,
the
what
money.
What are you going to do with all that time, Dougie? Come on.
The money is supposed to be on April 15th. Last year they pushed it back until June.
July,
this year,
wasn't it?
Was it July?
I think
remember.
It was July, yeah.
It didn't make any difference. To me, I wasn't thinking necessarily that way. But this year, your money has to be in by May 17th because of the changes brought about, obviously, by the reality of people being up. You know, things are getting reorganized and sort of back in place, but I think they still recognize that there is confusion and people need a little extra time. So you have till May 17th instead of April 15th to have the money in. When the government says tax filing deadlines are May 17th, that means you have to have the money in so you don't get penalties and interest. Then you can file any time between then and October without having any consequences. But you got to have the money in order not to be penalized. So that's what that's the deadline being pushed back a month. That's what that's all about. Here's something that you may want to think about, what your nose is all about. You realize that your nose, your nose is the most important thing. Your nose, your eyes are what predicate what goes into your body, what you're breathing in. Some of the things that can get in through the things around your eyes. What do they call that? What's the seal around your eyes called? I've forgotten now. But there are things that can come in through not your eyelids, but around your eyeballs. The membrane. Thank you very much. That's exactly what it is, Jennifer. I knew you'd come up with the right word. So I can't do much about the membrane around your eyes, but I can really send you at the beginning of the day to proper nasal cleansing as you brush your teeth and wash your face and do all the things you normally do in the morning. You'll breathe more clearly with the Navage system that cleans out the nasty dust and allergens and pollution that came into your nose through the night. So you see, we have two approaches here. You got the cleansing in the beginning of the day and the end of the day with Navage, and then you got the stuff that you carry with you in the clear bottle through the day. You really increase your chances of being healthier, breathing better, and sleeping better, feeling healthier overall. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, gets rid of all the nasty stuff that you've had trapped in your nose through the night. You want to have it clean, and what's the old expression, clean, clear, through, and deodorize too? Figure it out. Buy the Navage at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Oh, my cats!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get 150% off. Offer valid through 424 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now with orders
to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to avidbiotechs.trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Thunder rolling here. That's Tech Talk time on the DJV program with Jennifer and Jay. Jay is going to try to go through the Tech Talk items of interest here with her expanding expertise, but she has her son Mac on her lap, so we'll see if he wants to go along with the program or not. With our first focus on Samsung's latest Galaxy A phones right after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Many times during the week, we miss the input of Victoria Keelan because she's great with Tech Talk. So because Jay is really very good with technology as well, I've asked her to do some of the reporting, but because her young son Mac is doing a little dance, it comes back to me. So let's see what I can do about Samsung and the new mainstream phone lineup, which has arrived with three different models: the A52, the A52 5G, and the A72. These new devices are boasting some higher end specs, but they cost less than their Galaxy S siblings, something that'll likely make them more attractive to a wider range of buyers for sure. Compared to the Galaxy S21 lineup, the new Galaxy A series comes with features dropped from the company's high-end devices that many consumers say they like: headphone jacks, micro SD card slots to expand the memory up to 1 TB, and charges in the box. They also tout 2-day battery life, 4 camera lenses on the back, and a lot of screens. But the biggest selling point for the phones is the price. Internationally, the Galaxy A52 costs €349. That's about $415. The A52 5G sells for $510 here, and the A72 is $534. They're a lot less expensive, aren't they? It seemed to me. I remember the last time I bought an iPhone, it was more expensive than any of those. So maybe you want to check out the Samsung and their new mainstream phone lineup. That's information for you. Here's some more. The inventor of the audio product that sold 100 billion, created the concept of the mixtape, has passed.
The Geek Out. For those of you of a younger generation, believe it or not, there was a time when music was carried around in small plastic cases. The cassette tape was not just how people bought new music, but the ability to record a cassette allowed people to create their own playlist. Yes, those personal and custom lists you build so easily today in your streaming service, that all started as a handmade hobby with a stack of blank cassettes and a tape deck. Now, the reason for all of this is the news of the death of Lou Ottens last week at the age of 94. Ottens was the inventor of the cassette tape and its unforgettable impact on the music industry. It's been estimated 100 billion cassette tapes have been sold. We've tweeted links about the great Lou over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, here's the latest from AT&T. They're ditching their sponsored data service for some of their video streaming apps as a result of the net neutrality law in California, which prohibits operators from favoring their own services and content over competitors' offerings. That's something good from California for a change. AT&T says in a blog post that the state law bans sponsored data services, otherwise known as zero-rated plans. This feature allows AT&T to have their customers on a tiered data plan using AT&T services like DirecTV or AT&T TV without eating into their monthly data allotment. There are other streaming video services like Netflix and Amazon who do. How much you use counts against your monthly usage. Unfortunately, under the California law, we're now prohibited from providing certain data features to consumers free of charge. Given that the Internet does not recognize state borders, the new law not only ends our ability to offer California customers free data services, but also impacts our customers all over. So there you go. The latest from AT&T. Is this good or bad? I guess that may be a good thing to put in the trending box.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.